Listen to what our caller, Jennifer, had to say about bisexuality and DL men. Jennifer was speaking and expressed that there is a limited pool to choose from as far as dating when it comes to Atlanta, because a lot of men identify as bisexuality. So that would consist of a different lifestyle, different acceptance. Keep in mind that the views of the callers and our guests are not on to down or downplay or humiliate anyone from our LGBTQI community. This conversation is merely open to show you the different aspects and different point of views when it comes to the lifestyle and how it relates to getting tested and things of that nature. So go ahead and check out what she had to say.
We carried on. She was talking. I think she was talking about
what we was talking about.
Yeah, about DL. Like when she said she wanna join on video, huh? Okay. We gonna put her on. She said, Livio, how you doing?
I'm gonna have to go home and take a lot of drugs because I want another piece of candy. This is not gonna work.
Ooh. I'm glad you got it. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, I'm over here listening to y'all working at the same time. My sound just messed up. I can't hear y'all. Say something.
So what was you saying?
Okay, cool. Okay, so down here in Georgia.
Oh, it's a lot down. It's a lot of them down there in Georgia.
Okay. It's like really slim to none that you can find a straight man, to be honest.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I believe that. Definitely believe that.
Say it one more time, Jennifer.
Oh, I was saying that it's hard to find a straight guy down here. Well, I've been down here for like 6 years, and it's hard to find a straight guy that has not been, we call it, flandered. And so with the guys down here, it's like you just gotta accept the fact that he's possibly by.
Make sure you check out the full episode.